Tampa Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Castor announced today that she is filing an amendment that will require the Secretary of Health and Human Services to negotiate payment rates with pharmaceutical manufacturers for prescription drugs under the public option part of a new health care bill. Congresswoman Castor spoke with WMNF from her Capitol Hill office today to speak about that and other issues with the health care legislation ongoing in the House of Representatives.
One of the ways we're going to hold down health care costs for families and seniors is to require lower prices for prescription drugs. 2 years ago, the House of Representatives passed a bill that allowed the Secretary of HHS to negotiate prices under Medicare Part D because prescriptions under Part D right now for seniors are controlled by the health insurance companies. We were not successful when President Bush was president, but I'm hopeful now that that will be included in our health care reform bill. And I have an amendment that's going to ensure that the nonprofit public option that is authorized will also grant the Secretary of HHS the ability to negotiate lower drug prices.
Can you tell us how this would work, and just in terms of you adding this amendment? I know the bill in the House has passed through two committees. There's a third committee the legislation needs to get through.
Yes, I sit on the Energy and Commerce Committee. That's one of the committees writing the health insurance reform legislation, and it is likely we will take up our business again early next week, and I will add that amendment at that time.
Being on that committee, we know that there have been several, what they call the Blue Dog Democrats, who have had some issues here. One of them we're hearing about is in terms of Medicare reimbursement rates. Are you familiar with the argument that they have? Can you talk to us about that?
Yes, they. Many of the Blue Dog Democrats come from rural areas, and their beef has been that those areas do not receive the same reimbursement level. The hospitals, the doctors, the other providers in rural areas don't receive the same reimbursement that hospitals and doctors in urban areas require. But there's a reason for that. You know, it costs more to run an operation, a doctor's office or hospital in an urban area. The rents are higher. Electricity oftentimes costs more. But we're going to work through that and work it out, and I'm confident we're going to stay on track.
Congresswoman Castor, part and parcel of this whole discussion, of course, is how we will pay for all of this. We don't know yet in terms of, I don't believe, in the House, how you're going to plan on doing that, nor the Senate has they've come up with that legislation as well. Different discussions, certainly. The president seemed to hint on his news conference on Wednesday night that he is looking at perhaps taxing people make over $500,000 and $1 million. That there's been a proposal discussed that the president seems to have thrown out, which is taxing health care benefits of all people. Is there any where you're leaning towards in terms of how we pay for this?
Well, first of all, the part that hasn't gotten a lot of attention is two-thirds already is agreed on how we pay for it, and that's going to the health insurance companies that have been receiving overpayments for Medicare. This was the Republican plan to try to privatize Medicare, and in doing that, there have been unnecessary overpayments going to those health insurance companies. We take those back. And that's how we generate most of the savings to pay for the health insurance reform and all of our efforts to make America a healthier country. Now, we still have to close the gap with the one-third. So a number of options are bandied about. This surcharge on folks making more than $1 million, I think is fair. Just I agree with President Obama. He said that meets his principles. His campaign promises not to tax the middle class, and let's face it, the wealthiest among us have done very well over the past decade and benefited by huge tax cuts. So it has some appeal. Another option that's being floated in the United States Senate right now is not taxing health care benefits of individuals, but going to the insurance companies and placing a surcharge on what health insurance companies are charging.
That's, I think, the Senator Kerry proposal?
That's correct.
Congresswoman Castor, a new poll out today, Fox News Opinion Dynamics poll, shows 36% support the legislation being considered, 47% opposed, 17% undecided. After you break for your August recess after next week, I'm assuming that you maybe will be hosting some town hall meetings. It seems like I was at a rally yesterday that a lot of people still don't really know about the what's in the legislation itself. There's a lot of hue and cry about the cost and about whether it's good or not, et cetera, but what actually it is inside the legislation. Are you looking forward to the congressional break to inform your constituents about what actually people are actually voting on and talking about here?
I do, because this is a great benefit for the folks I represent, and especially Floridians. You know, we have the second highest rate of uninsured in the country, and that means even for the people who have health insurance, they are paying a hidden tax because they're having to cover the cost of people who can't afford health insurance. So one of the great benefits of this is that everyone will be encouraged to take personal responsibility and sign up, and if you're have lost your job, you will have that doesn't mean that you can't visit the doctor. And one of the other great benefits to this is we're going to build a modern healthcare workforce. And with the University of South Florida and our community colleges in the area, this is going to be one of the great job creators over the next decade once we get it passed. It will be our community that will largely educate the new doctors, nurses, public health professionals, because we have the premier health center, health education center in the state, and one of the top in the country.